Hello,
Hello,
my name is Jennifer Tom.
and I'm Darlene Rample.
And welcome to Grief Talk. This is where we share lessons learned through life and loss. And I'm super, super excited to have my friend, my dear friend that I've met in person. She's an author, and I'll let her tell you everything else. And I'm just so excited. Her name is Jennifer T. And remember, I'm also Jennifer T. So we could be twins from a different mother. I am so excited, Jennifer, that you've joined us. We are honored, and we want to talk all about your book. Like, what an honor to have an author on our podcast today that has written a book on grief. Jennifer, welcome to our show.
Thank you so much, Jennifer and Darlene. I'm so happy to be here.
Jennifer wrote the book, Grief, Finding Your Own Path. Please tell us. We just want to know you. Tell us how what inspired you to write that book and your journey and where you're at today.
Awesome. Thank you. So I did write this book. And just to be clear, I'm not like an expert on grief. It's not my normal platform to talk about, but I've had a lot of grief in my life. And, you know, by the time I was in my early 30s, I had lost a few grandparents here and there, aunts and uncles. I'm going to say a little bit more of the normal course of events of life. And then one day, everything changed. I woke up sick and I got this divinely guided voice saying, stay home, take care of yourself. And when you're in your early 30s, you go to work no matter what, because you're trying to build your credibility, your reputation, get the next promotion. And so I was sitting at the kitchen table debating, do I go in? Do I stay home? And this soft, gentle voice said, stay home, take care of yourself. And it was like, that's weird. Like, who stays home and takes care of themselves? Like, you go to work, you do the things. And this very harsh voice said, go to work, you have a lot to do, and like listed out my whole to-do list. And as I sat there debating, I finally decided I would stay home. And I called my boss's secretary, Teresa, and I was like, hey, Teresa, it's Jennifer. I had bronchitis. I was so sick. And she was like, oh, you sound terrible. You're not coming in, are you? And I said, well, I might come in later. And she goes, yeah, we'll see you tomorrow. Well, less than 2 hours later, the whole house shook. And that was a day that became known as the Oklahoma City bombing, April 19th, 1995. I worked in the Murrah Federal Building, and 35 of my colleagues and friends were killed, and many others that I knew throughout the building, 168 total. And I stayed home because I was given a divine message to stay home. I asked about how I felt about the fact that other people did perish, and I grieved. I grieved a lot and for a long time for the friends that I lost and for just the whole loss of innocence for the country. But I didn't have survivor's guilt. And the reason I didn't is I know I wasn't supposed to be there. Now, why the other people were there, why they perished, I don't have any answers for. But what I can say is to listen to your intuition, to hear a voice of God, you have to be still and you have to be quiet. And if you're at work, you're not still and you're not quiet, right? You're in meetings, you're doing work, you're on the phone. And I personally believe that God was screaming at the top of his lungs to have everybody scatter and move and be someplace safe, but they couldn't hear the message. So as time went on, I kept getting a little more of these messages here and there, more loss here and there. And it doesn't ever get easier, right? You just keep moving, keep going. And in November 2008, really, another unthinkable situation occurred. My father died on November 16th, and my mom died on November 28th. So 12 days apart, I lost both my parents, and I adored my parents. And it was hard. It was so hard. It was almost as hard as back in 1995 when I lost the whole building, the whole office. And so several years had passed, and I overheard two friends talking. Mm-hmm. She had lost her husband, and he had lost his wife, like in a relatively short period of time from when I overheard this conversation. And I heard one of them say to the other, "I don't think I'm grieving correctly because I don't feel better yet. And I think I should." And the other one said, "Oh, me too. Like, I thought I would feel so much better than now, by now also." And I thought, there's not one way to grieve. And you hear about this from one step to the next, and how intimately that that's not how it works. When I came up to the second anniversary of my parents' death, and in the United States, Thanksgiving is the fourth, happened to die the day after Thanksgiving. So it was a very big holiday for us. And so to celebrate your parents' lives and death at a big Thanksgiving holiday is huge. So it's the weekend before. So we had just had the second anniversary of my dad's death, and we're coming up on the second anniversary of my mom's death and Thanksgiving, all the things coming together. And I had this overwhelming need to bake all the things my mom had loved. And I don't know where that came from. I don't know why I had to do it. My kitchen smelled amazing, and I had all these desserts baked that we would never all have at Thanksgiving, but just, they reminded me of mom. And the next thing I knew, I was physically laying on the floor, sobbing on the kitchen floor, on the tile. And I can remember hurting physically so badly. And I kept thinking, I never knew it hurt physically to grieve.
Wow.
And it was like, when I overhear my friends having this conversation that they thought they weren't doing it right, I thought, I have something to say about this. And so that is what, a very long story that guided me to writing this book. And it's short and it's a fast read, but the people who've read it have said that they have gotten some comfort and support out of it, which is, you know, my main goal.
Wow. Thank you so much for sharing. And just sharing that story and those two huge, well, three huge losses. But I think you're right. And I like what you talked about. Everybody, it's unique for everyone. And we can't say I should have done it this way, or there's something wrong with how I grieve, because we all grieve so differently. So having somebody else's perspective is very helpful. Yeah.
Thank you.
Jennifer, I apologize. We had to put our camera off because our internet connection was giving us issue. I guess it's the end of the day. And thank you so much for sharing from the heart. That's huge. Mm-hmm. I just have to ask you, Jennifer, because our podcast is all about lessons learned. From your experience, what would you want to share with our listeners, the biggest, I mean, there's lots of lessons learned, but the one lesson learned through this experience, what would that be, Jennifer?
I think the most important lesson that I think most people I've encountered have struggled with, and that is, it's okay to be happy. Mm-hmm. And we had a counselor after the Oklahoma City bombing say, when a tragic event happens, it's like writing the event on an index card and you hold it right in front of your eyes and you never want to move it because you feel like if you ever move it, you're going to be dishonoring the person who passed or the people who passed. And in actuality, all you're doing is moving it back so it's filed away and you can pull it up at any time, but you don't have to live all day, every day with that as being in the forefront of your mind of everything you do. And it's okay to be happy again. It's okay to be joyous again. And most people who've passed on would not want you to be sad forever. So I think having that permission to be joyous again is very important.
That is so good. That is so good, Jennifer. Thank you for sharing that.
And again, we feel all kinds of emotions, and that giving permission, I mean, it's come across in our other podcasts, giving yourself permission to that it's okay that you're not thinking about it all the time, is huge. It somehow that helps us, right? If we can give ourselves or other people permission. Yeah.
Yes. And I think there's a book, and I'm going to say it's called something along the lines of When Grief Becomes Sinful. Mm-hmm. And it's a Christian book. I think that's the title. It's something along those lines. But the gentleman is talking about how we were put on this earth for purpose. And we are allowed and called to be joyous and joyful. Mm-hmm. And so it's having the permission and giving ourselves the gift of, I can be joyful again. I can enjoy all the beauty that is here. Mm-hmm. And for me, April 19th is a very important day. And I try every year to make it to the anniversary of the bombing celebration, where I can take time to grieve and honor those who were lost without recalling it and reliving it every day.
Yeah. Yeah. Very important. Sometimes it's called structured grieving, right? It's that sometimes we talked for people about taking a box. It's like you have those memories in the box, and once in a while you take it out and you look at it, but you don't have to keep it out all the time. You can actually put it back and put it back in the shelf. And that there's nothing wrong with that. That's part of how we cope. That's part of a healthy way of coping. So yeah, thank you for sharing that.
So Jennifer,
oh, thank you. And I like that idea of it's in a box, pull out the box and go through it. That's lovely.
I love it. So Jennifer, for our listeners who'd like to get a hold of your book, please tell us, how can we get a hold of the book and get a hold of you, and how can we share your information, Jennifer?
Oh, you're so lovely. Okay, so the book is on Amazon. And for those of you in Canada, I think you can find it there too. I think it's listed everywhere. And it's Grief, Finding Your Own Path, Navigating the Path of Grief is the subtitle, by me, Jennifer Takagi, and that's Takagi. And it's in Kindle format and a short paperback. So that's how to find that. Mm-hmm. And to find me, my website is jennifertakagi.com. And you can kind of find me in all the social platforms. And my business name on Facebook is Takagi Consulting.
Awesome.
Thank you so much, Jennifer. You know, just because of the timing and all the things, we don't have much time, but I would have loved to get deep with you, because I know you have a powerful story and what you shared is powerful, but we'd like to get to know you more. And I'm sure our listeners would love to hear more from you. And would you be okay if we email and bring you back to our podcast when it's not almost close time?
I would love to. I would be honored.
Yeah, awesome. We are honored and humbled that you did this with us, and we truly appreciate you, Jennifer.
Thank you for sharing your story.